Well, a dangerous fungus is spreading across hospitals and nursing homes across the country. That's according to federal health officials.
Well, Health Reporter Stephanie Saul joining us now with more on this risk and what this is.
Yeah, it is concerning, that's for sure. This is now considered a superbug because it has become resistant to antifungal medications. People who are infected can have red patches on their skin and flu-like symptoms.
A little-known fungus is becoming a growing public health concern. Candida aureus is a drug-resistant, hard-to-detect, and spreading fast. According to the CDC, there were more than 7,000 reported cases across the United States last year, a sharp increase from just a few years ago. People who don't know they're infected become what's called a colonizer when the fungus spreads.
When you have a colonizer that can colonize the skin, and can also persist for long periods of time on, for example, bed rails, on catheters, you have a situation where you have extensive transmission.
Doctors say the deadly infection is spreading mostly in hospitals and nursing homes. Patients with a severe underlying illness are most vulnerable.
And sometimes we get drug-resistant forms where there are no more antifungal drugs that are available to treat it, and that's why it's being called, quote, a superbug.
Researchers say outdated diagnostics often misidentify the infection, which delays treatment. While researchers are testing new antifungal drugs, experts say early detection and strict infection control are the best defenses right now.
Now, doctors say healthy visitors to healthcare facilities generally are not at risk for getting or spreading the fungus, but it is something that people need to be aware of, especially if you have somebody who's hospitalized
for a lengthy amount of time.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Steph.